Okay, so good morning everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday now, the 18th of March. I hope you're all keeping well. Thanks as always for joining us. The whole idea of this session is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we made the decision to kind of close out a number of our profitable trades from last week, which they didn't really move in line with our expectations for a few days, which is a bit strange, I guess. But we kept hold of them. There was no real reason to shift or to change our decision making. And yesterday we were able to benefit from a bit of a significant market rally yesterday. And we were able to close out, you know, most of those trades fairly close to yesterday's highs. So what's turned out to be a series of very, very good trades. All the details are booked and posted into the Signal support service there for you, so you can keep track of those. Now, because we've been able to close out those trades, book in those profits, we've now got the opportunity to assess these markets uniquely again and see where the best opportunities may lie from at this point in proceedings. So, without further ado, let's get in and we'll just explain these market dynamics as kind of best we can. There's still, I suppose, this mixed market dynamic playing out in the background, which ultimately, I guess, means that these markets are moving in slightly unusual ways. And I'll talk about more about the correlation of these markets. Let's break it down for you. Okay, so just as a quick introduction, then all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So if you do know how to trade a financial market, which market you're trading shouldn't be a huge problem for you. It would be a case about knowing, you know, what's really driving prices in those specific markets. Then it's about your strategy in terms of where do you enter and exit these markets, how do you manage risk, how do you manage each trade to a successful outcome, along with trade psychology as well. All very important features when it comes to trading financial markets. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. We're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Right, so let's share with you a few pieces of market driving news. And we think we probably need to begin going back to last week's inflation numbers and a fairly positive jolt job opening number as well. But it's the CPI numbers. And we were really quite surprised not to get a bit more of a reaction off the back of that particular event. So inflation coming in lower. Then on Thursday afternoon, we had the PPI numbers, and that also came in significantly lower than if you look at the previous numbers. So Friday, we started to make some progress. Slightly concerning consumer sentiment numbers, that's not necessarily a dynamic in which you'd expect markets to rally, but the other market dynamics look like, again, from a technical perspective, look like they were beginning to take over. And that is indeed what we saw. And then we had yesterday's retail sales numbers. And we were saying, if we get a positive number in relation to the previous, that would be a net positive, that would probably just encourage equities to continue to rally. Which they did. You can see the headline retail sales number coming in slightly less than what the market expected. Well, significantly less, but it's significantly better than what these figures were last month. So on a net by net basis, actually not a bad outcome, all things considered. It means the wheels are still on the tracks. You know, this is probably one of the more minor economic numbers, but still sort of give a bit of a snapshot in terms of the consumer. And it just suggests that the consumer's not completely dead, maybe fearful, maybe a bit anxious, but actually still going out and buying. A poor number from the manufacturing index number, this is more of a regional number, we're expecting negative number, but we've got a sort of a very significant Empire State manufacturing number. So feeling the, we were last here in March of 2024. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, this is March 2023. This is March, oh sorry, this is May and March. So May and March seems to be, in the last 3 years, seem to be months where we get kind of negative Empire State manufacturing numbers. Okay, so this is where we're at. So we've been able to sort of benefit from a bit of a, not just a technical rally, but actually a supportive rally from a news-driven perspective. Don't forget the US administration are seeking a weaker dollar to make it a little bit more competitive. The US administration want what seems to be everything their own way, even if it's incoherent, they're still willing to drive home their narratives. We've got obviously the Trump tariff debacle, which obviously had a very, very negative impact on equity markets, with Trump talking very, very aggressively about bringing these tariffs in, and then he goes to some extent to kind of reverse his decision making around these things, postponing dates, reciprocal tariffs are up next in a couple of weeks' time, so we'll absolutely see how that will play out. Right, okay, so German economic zoo. So we've got a couple of, I suppose, important geopolitical developments, and that's really a vote on German debt brake in terms of increased spending. So we're going to get confirmation that the spending plan that's in place, the Merz spending plan, we'll get an idea whether that will be approved. It looks like it will be. The markets are certainly reacting like it will be. So that's broadly a positive dynamic for European equities and also the euro as well. We've seen quite a sizable move in that respect. Today, apart from German zoo economic sentiment numbers, and we're expecting a bit of a positive bounce. We've been flatlining there for quite some time, you know, around, you know, between sort of 5 and 15 maybe. Last time around, a little bit of an uptick in February. We're expecting 19, and we saw 26. And now we're seeing a sizable move, rally kind of up to these highs, in fact, exceeding these highs. So if we get above that, that will obviously be the most significant economic sentiment number that we've seen for the German economy going back to, you'd have to say, February of 2022. So actually a really good news story that's kind of underpinning the euro story as well. Plus there seems to be significant capital beginning to move back into the euro and into Europe. So today is a bit flat from a news-driven perspective outside of the German vote. There's also, you know, further we've now got further trouble in the Middle East with Gaza, further excursions. I think the ceasefire looks like it's been broken to some degree. So there's political rallying around that. Plus, of course, we're going to be hearing from Trump and Putin later on today. And I suppose the big question around that, are the demands by Russia going to be too onerous to agree any kind of peace deal? It looks on the surface like that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how Donald Trump reacts to this, because, as you know, he seems to keep talking as if Ukraine is to blame for Russian invasion, really, of Ukrainian territory. It's, as we all know, it's the exact opposite of that. Okay, so today is a tricky day, and I'll tell you why, because tomorrow in the early hours of the morning, we'll be looking very carefully at the BOJ. They're not deciding to raise rates, so they're going to very likely keep rates at hold, and we'll be hearing from the BOJ as well tomorrow, so expect some volatility around the yen. And also the FOMC tomorrow afternoon, at the earlier time of 6 p.m. is worth keeping an eye out for. Well, it's probably the most significant news event of the calendar month, really. So this is where we get the economic projections. So we'll be talking about the dot plot. We'll be talking about whether the Fed decide to cut rates. It looks like they're going to pause as well. And we'll be hearing from Jerome Powell as well in the press conference at 6:30. This is the earlier time. And it's going to be interesting to see even the wording that he uses. Really, really interesting. And then Thursday is another sort of banger day for the Swiss National Bank, expecting a 25 basis point rate cut, along with the Bank of England, which are struggling to cut rates. So, a bit of a quiet first half of the week, and then a pretty explosive Wednesday evening and all day Thursday, and even Friday as well. Friday. It was Canadian retail sales. Okay, so that's just a little bit of review then of some of the major news events. So we were able to book in profit pretty close to the highs of the S&P yesterday, around these kind of levels in the German DAX. I think we're just a little bit higher now. Crude oil, we were certainly expecting with this threat from the US to viciously attack the Houthis if they attacked, further if they proceeded with attacks in the Middle East, that the US would hit them quite hard. And another really sizable swing to the upside again, no real proper pullback, just a small shallow one. For gold, just incredible, over 3,000 now and moving higher. Yeah, so look, this is where we were able to grind yesterday. We took profits up at these highs yesterday. Now we've got potentially the opportunity to have a look at those trades again. We've got, with the Aussie dollar, we were able to take profits, I think, pretty close to these kind of levels again yesterday. So further upside expected. And this is your... The euro, with all of its positivity, 2, 4, 6, we've already seen its rally, prior to last week's kind of sideways moving pattern, and now we've got the potential for this to rally again. So there's no reason really at all why we can't look for further dollar weakness, and it just remains to be seen. We're very likely to get this further corrective move in the DAX, bullish view on the DAX. You see, this initial rally yesterday, we were expecting kind of further progress to the upside, and we're now beginning to get it, but we certainly didn't get the follow-through. We actually had a bit of a pullback, closed the gap, and then did pretty much nothing for a long period. So now looking like we're getting a bit of a positive move there as well, and gold further upside. So we still have a broad rally. We've also got a bit of strength in bond yields. So the US 10-year, we're up at 4.3. The 2-year is down at, we're up slightly off the lows. It's difficult to see. We're up slightly off the lows. So we have equities up, we have bond yields up. Bond yields up and dollar down. So it still represents a broad mixed market dynamic. But we can remain in this phase for quite some significant periods of time. We'd often experience these types of dynamics around recessionary periods, our increased volatility around sort of market nervousness. So dollar weakness, be selective, that can remain intact. Potential for further US short term due to lower inflation dynamics. So that's, we've already had the potential. So further US indices strength. Further that strength. Just a quick look there at the yen. Let's just take a look at the yen in a little bit more detail. Yeah, strong, strong pullback in line with that strength in the pound. And same thing for the euro. Yeah, really strong rally. Really strong rally. Same for the pound. So it'd be interesting to see how the Bank of Japan will actually react to the momentum of the last 2 or 3 days. So look at crude oil on the daily. So we're pulling back into these previous lows. And so regarding a trade plan, so what we have is we have capital piling into the euro predominantly along with European indices. We also have a bit of a short-term technical bounce as far as the US indices are concerned. We've got some negativity on the Magnificent Seven side of things. And we've kind of got a risk-on and risk-off dynamic playing out at the same time with gold continuing to rally as well. So again, keeping options open at this time is really worth doing. And what we mean by that is you know, whatever trade you take, just perhaps consider the size of that trade and be a little bit more cautious right now. Because these market narratives could shift. You know, if we get negative news from Germany on this debt break, you know, the spending plan, if it's declined or if it's refused or if it's, you know, we'll probably see a lot of equity selling and certainly a bit of a reaction in euro. So it is really, really important to be to keep all options open. And a lot of these narratives are quite indecisive around Trump tariffs. We know he likes them, but the impact it had for 3 or 4 weeks on the equity markets in the US was really quite significant. And Doge, you know, there's a big question mark over the, well, let's just say Elon Musk has his work cut out and he's got a lot of conflict there as well. And this Ukrainian ceasefire policies as well. So once we get a bit more clarity on these things, we might be able to position ourselves. Plus, we've got the FOMC tomorrow evening, which is another really significant bumper news event. So, okay, so listen, on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We just posted this trade plan there into the chat box. You know, by all means, if you identify a good opportunity around some of these areas, then you've got the momentum of the last few days behind you. So you are trading strong momentum, which should be something that we do look to do. Okay, so this is on that note, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to fire them at us, but we'll switch rooms now to the the European Trading Mentorship Room. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. We'll see you there momentarily. Well, thanks, everyone. Listen, take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. All the best now. Bye-bye.